Here we go.
Here we go now.
Hey everybody, Woman Sex Show, this is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles. Hey Smitch, quit being a pussy and go see William Shatner in Naperville.
Right? That's a little harsh, don't you think?
Stop the show. Yeah, I'm just show my way, all right? I'm tired of doing it your way. I'm doing it my way.
Oh, okay, well, go right ahead. Have at it, I guess.
I don't care, man. I'll go down with the sinking ship, man. I don't care.
All right. Hey. Yeah. Hey.
We help out this guy named Smidge Curlebaum. We basically develop his own podcast for him.
I don't know about that.
And then we ask him one thing, and then he's like, well, I don't know. I need free tickets. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy.
Sounds just like you.
Oh, my God, this guy steals everything from me. He steals everything.
Sounds just like you.
He's getting his pictures taken with people. He's putting a dot over his face and their face. I'm like, that's my thing.
I don't think you were the first with that one.
No. Excuse me. Yeah, I was.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Podcasting.
Oh, well, you know, we were very early in that.
We are pioneers.
Yeah. We're actually pre-podcasting, but that's neither here nor there. So.
We almost predate Adam Curry. We're so old, okay?
We'll actually do predate Adam Curry.
That's right.
We started in 99.
William Shatner's coming to Naperville.
I saw that and I threw it out there and I thought, he lives close to Naperville, I think, or somewhere up there. So
this ass clown can get in his car and get over there and do a remote for us.
Maybe he doesn't want to. I don't know.
He damn well will do it.
All right. Wow.
We'll do it.
A little harsh tonight. I was harsh earlier, but you're harsh now.
If he can go down to some meth lab down in Florida, he certainly can go to goddamn across town in Naperville, meet Shatner.
Is he really at a meth lab in Florida?
I don't know what the hell he was doing in Florida.
I thought he went to a wedding, but that's just...
Meth lab, wedding, whatever. I don't know what he was doing.
Those confused. And...
there's dots all over his face. I don't know. Who knows what he was doing?
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I would be curious if he would go, sure.
No, I want him to go. I'm not just, I'd like to be curious. No, he is going to go. There's no choice to it. He's going.
I've encouraged him if he would go. That would be nice.
Kick his ass. That's how I'm going to encourage him.
All right. Well, the tough love from Miles Title here.
Damn it.
Miles Title, tough love.
Well, we've been beating up Manny for about the last month, so I thought was my next target.
Manny was actually going to come on tonight, but he had other plans. Thank goodness.
Yes, I saw. Yes, he's doing work stuff. So, Paisan, hey, I'm going to leave you alone tonight.
Thankfully, he had other plans.
Yeah, thankfully, yes.
For him. Much,
so I will let him off the hook.
I chatted with him online there, and so. Yeah.
No, that's okay.
But, I just saw a thing with Shatner's going to be up in the Chicago area, and I thought, hey, I know somebody in Chicago area.
No, it would be nice. I've offered this guy some free stuff. He's always like, Miles, I'm just too busy. I walk dogs for a living.
He's a dog walker.
I clean houses, you know, downtown, and I can't go. I don't know what he does.
He does. Dog walker by day, yes.
I don't know what the hell he does, but certainly he can get in his Yugo, go for the freaking, meet Shatner.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
I'm just saying, you know, take one for the team.
You met three of the
that's right
living crew, and
that's right.
It's just him and Nimoy, and Nimoy's not going anywhere. So,
you know, I had the sack to go up and meet, you know, people. I talked to Chekhov.
Got him a hold of a sign that was ridiculous. Yes,
I got. Yes, I like. Oh, he would. No one would have the cojones. Me, I got done.
Oh my goodness.
I got Sulu to say, "Oh my."
Oh, my.
I said, you know, I said to Uhura, I said, you're beautiful.
Oh, yes. Well,
you're beautiful.
She's always been a beautiful lady.
What did she say to me? She said, thanks, baby.
Thanks, baby.
That's what she said to me. Okay, so that's what I did for the show.
Thanks, baby.
That's right.
Cool. Is it okay now?
Yeah, okay. No, I'm ready to go on the show. Okay, I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for the show. Hey, it's Matt Paddle. Thanks for listening.
Hey, guess what I found?
Well, if it involves a magnifying glass and some tweezers, I'll say tweezers.
I found my fart pen.
Oh, God.
Oh, there was a title right there.
And they call me the most annoying host.
That's right.
I don't sit here with a fart pen. And
Oh, wait. Okay, there we go. Thank you very much.
So I thought I was being punked today.
Oh, really?
I was certain I was on hidden camera being
my
punked.
Children?
I thought maybe the wives had punked the husbands today.
Oh, my wife?
No. A guy, my friend Dominic from church.
Oh, okay. Dom, yeah.
Dominic and little Christopher, you know, I was talking about these guys after church today.
Oh, really? They're punking you?
And, like, Dominic's a little bit older than me. He's about 5 or 6 years.
And, he's 5 or 6 years old, or he's five or six years older?
Older than me.
So that makes him 58.
Yeah, well, what? Fuck, get out the fuck out of here. You're a dick, man.
Go ahead.
God damn it. Well, you know, little Christopher, he's like 25. What's that? I don't know.
All right, you have no idea how old he is.
I guess it doesn't really matter. But we're talking. We're all kind of getting ready to leave. You know, these guys are talking about crap I don't care about, like NASCAR or something. I don't know what they were talking about.
Dale Earnhardt was the best.
He was the best number three.
I'm wearing my Earnhardt shirt underneath my Sunday best.
You want to see my tattoo?
It says Earnhardt.
I got a tattoo on my belly. It says Earnhardt.
Earnhardt, that's right. Earnhardt was here.
It says Goodyear by my pecker. So.
Most of the time it just says gooey. But then...
Yeah, I was trying to get out of there. I was like, listen, I really have no interest in this, but I did, you know, I was like, how do I get out of this? And
right.
Thankfully, at this time, like this, someone shows up and like this little bit older, like a Toyota Corolla or something shows up and
yeah,
and my friend Dominic's like, oh, who ordered the beautiful lady? I'm like, what?
What?
What? Okay. Now it's just us three. Church is over, you know, just guys talking on the street, and this young like Jennifer Hewitt lookalike.
Really.
I'm just walking out of the car, like, in this nice, beautiful Sunday dress. It was, like, floor length.
Mm-hmm.
A lot
of cleavage.
It was sleeveless.
A lot of cleavage.
It was, a lot of tan lines. A lot of the tan lines around the neck and,
Interesting.
Yes. All smiles, comes walking up to us, very, very nice looking.
Yeah. She decided to walk up to you, three slubs.
Yes, us three losers, yes.
Yeah, Larry, Daryl, and Daryl right there. Yes.
The whole time I'm thinking, it puts the lotion in the basket. I mean, really, it's a...
Guys, I know where to get a van.
You want to help me get this couch in the van?
I know where there's a van and a cabin.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking... So she shows up, and she all smiles. How y'all doing?
How y'all doing? Okay.
All right. Pretty good. How you doing? Oh, I'm doing all right.
In Iowa, do they say y'all? I don't think they y'all. Say y'all. Do they say y'all in Iowa?
No, not really, no.
I didn't think so.
And, you know, like, I'm Christy from North Carolina.
Oh, she's from North Carolina.
I'm like, no shit. Well, I didn't say that, but I thought it, you know. Like,
hey, we're fucking church. No shit.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what the fuck?
Get the fuck out of here. And this is my two friends. These two faggot lads. They're my friends.
That's right. It's Bingo Bango and Irving, right?
Hey, hey, bada bing. And she's all, you know, my friend Dominic, you know, is the lead dog on this. You know, he's like, ah, oh, I'm Dominic. How you doing?
We're just talking NASCAR. Daryl Earnhardt.
She's like, oh, well, I'm in some special program.
Yeah.
We like, local place, you know, people get sent over to North Carolina, and we come over here to live for the summer as, like, job interns and stuff.
I never heard of this.
I know. I'm like, okay. All right, go on.
Are you a mail order bride?
Go on. Yes. Would you all know if there's a place I could live for the summer?
Are you serious?
Like, you know, like when you host foreign exchange students and things like that. Would anyone have an extra bedroom? Or...
What?
Maybe I could kick my son out of his room.
You're thinking, I got a place in the basement with its own bathroom with a red light in it.
Exactly. But we do it. Yeah, I know.
The shower is kind of small, but if you stand facing the mirror, it all works out, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, how fast till I was in divorce court, yeah, would that be?
I don't know. I mean, with Desiree around, come on.
She's looking for a place to live for the summer. She's asking us.
That's weird.
Which, you know, because, you know, I have a wife and two children, and Dominic is married. He has a wife and two children, and,
yeah.
You know, little Christopher, you know, he lives at home. He's not married. Lives at home with mom and dad.
Well, he could take in somebody. They could just
I know. Her. I'm like, dude, here's your chance, man.
We could split a place.
Hell yeah. Listen, here's $100.
Hey, Chrissy.
You go to that motel over there and you tell
him. My name's Jack Tripper.
I know, man. Unbelievable. I went to the same college as Michael Jordan.
Really?
I'm like, no shit.
Did you go to Chapel Hill? Is that where he went? I think
so. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I'm like, oh, really? Huh.
Really? Yeah. Interesting.
It's all smiles, very pleasant. And then she's like, oh, well, I really need three rooms because I have two roommates coming.
Oh, great.
Two other girls are coming.
This reminds me of that episode of Happy Days.
Yeah. Happy Days.
Where Richie and Potsy and Ralph meet up with these foreign exchange students.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you are Ralph.
I'm thinking this is a great sitcom setup right now.
Yeah.
Honey, I got a surprise.
That's right. We can all share a room. It's okay. We like to have pillow fights.
We like to conserve water and take showers together. That's right.
If you have a hot tub, that would be fantastic.
I know, but I'll go out and buy one. Right.
Oh, my gosh. Right. So what did you guys do?
Well, we, you know, I guess she's religious or something. And we're like, well, maybe you should go to this other town next to us. It's much bigger churches and do whatever, you know. She's
oh,
like,
you sent her on her way. Is what you're
thank you very much, gentlemen.
That's just bizarre. Why would you go? Why would she just pick up a paper?
Why would she pick three of the scariest looking people in the world?
Well, yeah. Well, I think you probably look harmless enough.
I don't know. I like that.
Bunch of droopy dogs there. Oh, hello.
This is my friend Miggs.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I'm Lecter. This is Miggs. That's Buffalo Bill over there.
Yeah, nice. Well, I guess you're outside of a church, so.
So I'm laughing. I'm like, oh, my God. She leaves. And I'm like, pinch me. You know, like, I go, did this just happen? There's some, like, you know, beautiful young girl just show up and be like, I need a place to live, y'all. Like,
that's too funny.
Right?
I guess. You got me.
So anyway, we say goodbye to each other. We're all, you know, laughing. And like, oh, my God. I got to tell my wife about this. It's too funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I live about 5 minutes away, right?
Yeah, I know you're saying. I got an idea.
Yeah. So I'm like, my wife will not believe this is the
I know how we can make some extra money.
I know it's a win-win for everybody, I think.
That's what you're saying.
So, hand to God, I get to the intersection right by my house, right?
Yeah.
Who's sitting at the stop sign playing with the phone with this girl?
Seriously.
Like right by my house. I'm like, oh my God.
And you run in and make a quick for rent sign. Is that what you did?
Looking for young, come on.
You say, 20-ish. Preferably three people. Get your markers out real quick or what?
It's like Three's Company meets Hot in Cleveland or something. I don't know what, man. I was like, man. Oh, man.
That's weird.
This, yeah. Oh my God, that was the end of it. Luckily my wife saw the humor in this. I was hoping. See how implorable it would be. I was like,
oh my goodness.
Doesn't that sound like some weird setup though?
That does. It sounds like that somebody was trolling for you there. Where was NBC at? You know what I mean?
Like you're set halfway across the country, you have nowhere to stay. You're just like gonna rely on strangers to put you up.
Well, you think you'd have picked up a newspaper for Christ's sake?
I don't know. I like
look at places for rent. You know what I mean?
I thought maybe I was getting punked. I go, there's got to be a camera or something, or I don't know. There's, you know, like
she wearing sunglasses that had a camera in them or something.
No sunglasses. Very pleasant looking. Pleasant.
She had a hat on, like a 10-gallon hat.
No, just a very nice, like, Sunday dress on, you know, kind of like a something with, like, an elastic so it, like, was, like, below her arms, you know, kind of thing. Like a...
Oh, like a tank top.
Yes.
Tube top, I mean. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow, how interesting.
Yeah, very interesting, yes.
Yeah, I think she wanted to live rent-free.
Well, there's ways to work that out.
I think that's what she was getting at.
Are you a gobble wobbler?
Well, that's weird. I could see why you'd think you were getting set up there.
I bought my own. I like to read the Kama Sutra at night.
That's right.
No shit.
I like to. I have a website. I take pictures of myself in the Kama Sutra positions.
Yeah, I just had to be some setup. I know it is some.
It's called North Carolina Sutra.
This had to be some kind of phony setup. You know that. Now, come on.
Oh, yeah. There was some scam in there somewhere.
I know. I'd end up with like a ball gag in my mouth.
It's yeah. Like, you're missing a kidney or something.
Yeah. And I wake up. Oh, my God. What did she do?
Yeah. Be in the bathtub full of ice and all
that. Yeah, I know. You know. I know. There's no way. There's no way.
Oh, jeez.
It fills up. No. This is a put on. This has got to be a put on.
That's weird.
I know. Yeah.
So now you wish you would have said something else, don't you?
My name is Bob LeMay.
I got a basement apartment.
I actually live in St. Louis, if you'd like to drive down to St. Louis.
I got a basement apartment in my place. It's got its own bathroom and laundry facilities.
I do have actually a basement bedroom. It's
not now,
but it can be. I can certainly throw all the junk out of it. Throw it.
And there'd be absolutely no reason to wear clothes once you came inside. Honestly,
we have like a clothes-free basement.
Yeah, just if you just take them off, put them right in the laundry, just walk around.
My friend Bob LeBent loves his shower.
Now, there is a TV down there, but I may be using it, just so you know, occasionally.
Oh, my God.
That's right. Nice.
Don't pay any attention to that flashing red light.
Yeah, no kidding.
Bob LeBent won't either. Don't worry.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. My wife's asking, are we recording?
I want to know if he's had to talk about no dirty pictures.
No, we're not going to talk about that. I'm not even going to broach that subject. Not with this guy. Come on now.
Yes.
So, anything else on that?
That closes the deal on that. I just saw she comes down running down the street again, though. I'm going to get a picture. I swear to God.
Oh, okay.
I will get her picture.
Let me run you through the database here. And I'll see if I can find anything for you.
Miles Tidal found hacked to pieces in his
No kidding.
His ears, yeah. His mouth.
Yeah, that'd be nice. So, well, speaking of getting punked.
Yes.
I had a somewhat of a punking the other day as well.
Okay.
So I go... I'm at work, And my friend of mine at work, he's like, hey, the Taco Bell reopened. They tore it down and they rebuilt it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, let's go to Taco Bell.
All right.
Okay. And I'm like, yeah. So my wife's like, okay, let's go to Taco Bell. So I'm like, sure. So we head on over, and you know, the Taco Bell's open, and we get some food, you know. And I'm very particular, as you know.
Oh, boy.
I have very...
Is this guy particular?
Particular about what I eat and yes. So forth. So
his mouth.
Yes. What's that?
We'll not just put anything in his mouth.
Yeah, it's true. Sorry, my wife is being rude over here. So so we get back and we have like this bag full of Taco Bell, right? They just throw everything in one of those sacks.
Sure.
So I divvy it all out, you know. I'm like, okay, this looks like yours and everything. And then, and so we start eating. And so this guy, he eats incredibly fast.
Sure.
I mean, he comes from a big family.
Sure.
And evidently in his family, it's like they threw everything on the table and it was first come, first served. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's a big guy, so he was first in line apparently, and so he just woofs. I mean, literally, I can start eating 5 minutes before he does.
Yeah,
he always finishes before I do.
Wow.
Yes, I mean it's pretty bad. So we're eating and he's sitting there having lunch, and I get taco, soft taco.
Yeah,
I get three soft taco deal, right?
Right.
I got this three, and he gets, I don't even know what the hell he's getting. And he's just going to town, rah, 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 rah.
Yeah.
And I get through one taco, open the next thing, uh-oh.
What?
It says taco, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's the steak thing that he wanted, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I got yours. And he's like, what?
What?
I go, I got yours. And he's like, I'm done.
What?
He ate like four things in the time it took me to eat one taco, and he ate my food.
Christ.
I go, he ate my other two tacos. Before I could get the one done.
Sorry, Bob.
So I got your steak thing here. I go, I had tacos. And he's like, well, I guess they're all gone.
Sucks to be you.
Yes. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that he ate my taco. I'm like, don't even look what you're eating? Apparently not.
Do you still have all your fingers? I mean, man, this goes.
I cannot believe it. I'm like, didn't you realize this wasn't the steak thing? No, I guess I didn't. I was just eating what was in front of me. Like, son of a bitch.
I don't know.
So I just gave him his food. That's all I had then was one taco for lunch.
Hey, hey, hey.
And you know what? He ate those two as well. He ate those two as well.
Wow.
I'm like, what the hell?
Did he pay you back? Or
yeah, he did. Well, not that day, but we go out to lunch from time to time. So he did pay me back, but I was laughing hysterically because I couldn't believe that he ate two whole tacos when he didn't even order a taco.
What the hell did he all order? What did he order?
I had three soft tacos.
Yeah.
He had these two steak things, which I ended up with, which I gave to him.
Right.
And then he had some other kind of wrap-up, you know, I don't know what they call it, gordita or something. And a chicken quesadilla.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Is this guy in the bathroom all day after that? Man.
He had like four things, I think. Yeah. Oh, man. Let me get my fart pen. Talk about Taco Bell.
Ah.
So, yeah, I couldn't believe it, though. I was like sitting there. I was incredulous.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell?
Oh.
I just got done with one taco, and you're all done eating. And he like had like one sliver of quesadilla. He's like, well, you want chicken quesadilla? I'm like, no, I want a fucking chicken quesadilla. I'm like, for Christ's sake, how could you not know what you're eating?
Laurel.
That's what he said. He didn't know.
Wait, where are the frickin' napkins?
Yeah, that's right. Well, the wild thing is he even put sauce on there. So, I mean, it takes even longer.
Jeez.
He's fast. I'm telling you, he eats fast. Oh, my gosh.
You ate one thing, he ate four.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he ended up eating six because he ate the other things.
So. Well, you're eating just a soft taco is not very big.
No, it's not. He had a big, chimichanga or something. I don't know what he had. He had that. He ate that and two soft tacos and a chicken quesadilla.
The old chupa poopa. Yes. Fart pen, please.
Perfect. I put it away. There you go.
That was a speaker.
There we go. I got it, yeah. Luckily, I don't have the same office. He's a couple offices away. There you go.
Hey, Dave.
Oh, my goodness. I shouldn't have ate those extra two tacos. Oh, my God. So, yeah, I couldn't believe it, though. I was just, like, dumbfounded. I'm like, what? And I'm like, I can't eat this. It's got, like, sour cream on it. Oh, my God.
This is your meat. I can't have your meat in my mouth.
It's like eating. It's like somebody jizzed all over this taco. This is gross, man. Slathered in sour cream.
Go ahead, Bob, eat it.
Yeah, so anyway, he ended up eating it, so he was
happy. Put it in your mouth, Bob. Put it in your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, that was him in his office all day then. The afternoon was long. I couldn't believe it, though. I'm like, we went again since then.
Yeah.
And he bought me, he paid me back. And I'm like, okay, don't eat anything till I verify. I'm sorry, I'm going to be touching your food, but I need to make sure that I get my food today.
Hey, Chunk, hold on until I get fancy. All right.
Don't switch the vacuum on until I get my stuff out of the way.
Oh, my God.
Is that weird? Would you have ever done that? I mean, obviously I have, issues with food, so.
I would feel bad if I did it, but I mean,
you think you would do that? You didn't even order it and you ate it?
Well, usually, I mean, we have that happen here, but usually, like, well, I'm like a quarter to maybe a halfway through something, like, oh my God, this isn't mine. No.
Depending on how hungry you are, it's either a quarter or halfway.
I mean, you can get stuff mixed up, but
well,
I mean.
Well, sure. I would grant, yes. I would say one, right?
Hopefully, maybe like one or two bites into it, you're like, oh, wait a minute.
Like you would get the first taco, you'd start eating it, and you'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, I have like, your.
Oh, because those are so small, though. I mean, how could you not know your.
Because he just shoved the whole fucking thing in his mouth, I guess.
Does he breathe while he eats?
Yes, we have a conversation. We are talking. I am talking while I'm eating, and he is talking to me, and he still eats so much faster. He's got like a hole in the side of his head.
Did it go like this? Ho, 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 so.
No, it didn't, dude. We have a conversation, but he eats so dang fast.
Yeah,
I should film this. I will do that. I will film this. Wow. This is amazing.
Jeez, I ate your.
I ate your taco. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I ate Bob's taco.
This guy can put it away, you know?
When he sits around the office.
Yeah. Yeah, he's actually he's a little taller than I am and just as big, so. But,
You with this guy, huh?
Yeah, well, you know.
That's my parfait, motherfucker.
Don't get pizza with him, you know what I'm saying?
At all. Oh, my.
You don't want to share a pizza with him.
That's rude.
Holy moly. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was like, really, like, I was just shocked. And
then
I was
cry?
Just laughing. No, I didn't cry. I was laughing.
At any point, did you cry at all?
No, I didn't cry. I was actually, thankfully, that day I wasn't that hungry, but I was going to. He's like, oh, we got to go with the new Taco Bell. Oh, sure, I'll go with the new Taco Bell with you. What the hell?
You're the reason why I closed, you fat bastard.
they tore it to the ground and rebuilt it. New Taco Bell.
It's tore up from the floor up.
Yeah, so. But I've just never, I would have never experienced that. I would have figured it out like immediately that I did not have the right food.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In fact, actually, you know, I didn't even take a bite of his. I found out before I even bit into the steak thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this don't look right. I'm like, you know, hey, wait a minute. This is not right. I'm not going to eat that.
Right.
I'm not eating this. What the hell's going on here? Nope, he didn't.
Plus, like, you spent like $2 on yours, and it sounded like he spent like $10
on yours. Yeah, well, yeah, that's usually the way it goes.
I just had $10 worth of food.
He always gets the more expensive stuff. I get the cheapo stuff. Yeah.
Give me the double happy meal.
That's he's always getting, you know, the big whatever sandwich with everything on it. Yeah.
Give me the big boy platter.
But they were both wrapped in soft taco things, so it was very confusing. Taco Bell needs to get new wrappers or something.
Or it's just smarter customers, maybe. Less obese people, maybe. I don't know. Nice.
So anyway, I just couldn't believe it. I was just like...
Nice.
Yeah, so see, we both got kind of got something, you know, weird happening there.
Yeah.
I'd say it was yours a little more interesting.
Well, I don't have a picture, though. I don't have a picture.
Oh, I'm sure you've got a picture somewhere.
How would I explain that? I mean, hey, could I just get your picture? I don't...
Yeah, I think you're turning up, you're turning down, you're turning in, you're turning around.
Do the papers.
Yeah, you're turning Japanese. I really think so.
Yes.
I think that tonight you'll be turning Japanese.
I have to go home and shower now.
Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna play out the scenario as if she came to stay in the basement. Don't mind me, just here to fix the plumbing. I heard the water was running, so I just came right in. Sorry.
Singing in the rain. Singing.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.